This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Chagiga Yud Tes Amud Beis. We're going to start again from Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We're about 7 lines up. Amar Ula. Ula said, Boi Minei Rabbi Yochanan. I asked from Rabbi Yochanan the following Shaila. In other words, Ula asked Rabbi Yochanan the following Shaila. Le Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that if you have one leg in the ground, in the mikvah, you could still change your kavana. Which basically means he holds that good aches, which means the water goes down. If you're still in the mikvah, it's like you're connected to the mikvah, you haven't left yet, and we apply the rule of good aches. It's everything runs downward. The question is, mahu lahatvil machtin v'tzinoiris b'roishai shal rishain. We mentioned, we're talking about a mikvah that has exactly 40 sa', and then some of the water got on the head of the first person who went down into the mikvah. As he's coming out of the mikvah, he's removing some of the water, but that water is still considered attached to the mikvah, and it allows it to still be considered as if it has 40 sa'. In other words, the mikvah has exactly 40 sa', but a guy went into it, so on his way out, he's bringing with him a little bit of the water out of the mikvah. So he's rendering l'chara the mikvah pasul, but as long as he's in the water, we apply the rule of good achis, that the water is considered to go down. But now the question is, could you be toivel something in the water on his head? To be toivel something on the water on his head, you have to say the water in the mikvah goes up and attaches itself to the water on his head. You have to apply the rule of good asik, that the water in the mikvah is connected upward. So the question is, I asked Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mahu lahatvel machten v'tzinoyis, are you allowed to be toivel needles and spinning forks, b'roisha sharishan, on the head of the first guy? Good achis isle Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold of the rule that it's attached downward? Good asik lesle, but he doesn't hold it's attached upward. Idilmor, maybe good asik nami isle. He holds of good asik as well, and the water in the mikvah is considered as if it's attached to his head. Amar lei, so Rabbi Yochanan told Ula, Tenisua, we learned this in a Mishnah in Mikvais. We learned this actually, it's a Tosefta. Shalosh gemamiyos benachal. If you have 3 holes in a valley, on a slope, hol yoina atachtoin vemsas, a top one, a middle one, and a top one, a bottom one, and a middle one. Hol yoina vatachtoin shal esrim esrim sa. The top and the bottom was 20 sa. V'ha'im sa shal arba'im sa. And the middle one is 40 sa. V'chardulis shal geshamim oiveres b'nei'en. And you have a stream of water passing between them. So now all of them are considered connected. So Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Meir haya Oimer, Rabbi Meir would say, Matvil bel yoino. You could even be toivel on the top one. The top one, which is 20 sa, is considered attached to the middle one. And we say the water of the middle one is attached upward. So we see, apparently, Rabbi Meir held that good asik. And Rabbi Yehuda said over Rabbi Meir's opinion without challenging it. That implies Rabbi Yehuda holds of good asik. So if Yehuda holds of good asik, and you could even be toivel on the top mikvah, then it should come out that you should be able to be toivel the pins in the on the guy's head. So Ula said back to Rabbi Yochanan, no, Vahatanya, we learned in a brayso, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Meir Hoya Oimer, Meir would say Matvel Ve'el Yoina, but Vani Oimer, but I, Rabbi Yehuda, say, only in the bottom one, because we say the middle one is attached downward. Good achis. But I, Rabbi Yehuda, hold, you can only be tough on the bottom one, not the top one. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said, Tanya, Tanya, if Taka, that's what we learned in a Braisa. So that's what we learned in a Braisa. And so at the end of the day, we have a clear indication that Rabbi Yehuda holds of good achis, but he doesn't hold of good asik. Okay. New sugya.
We pass in good asik, right? Because that's how all mikvahs are designed today, correct? All mikvahs are designed with the 40 saws underneath the mikvah and their holes, and what we actually go into the water, it's attached to another body of water underneath, correct?
I'm not sure if the lumdus is good asik or it's because hashaka. Yeah, we definitely have a bar. First of all, sometimes you have it on the side of the mikvah, so then you don't need to come on to. Also, if it's attached, then you don't need to use good asik or good aches. If it's connected, in other words, if it's a valid connection, it's only in this case where you don't have a solid connection. Either the guy's foot is in the water, or you have, let's say, a stream.
Right.
But if it's, let's say, a full-fledged connection of a certain shear, then I don't know if you have to come on to good asik. I think you could say it's a body of water that has 40 sa. Okay.
Right.
So the Gemara continues. Hatoyvel lechulin v'hochzik lechulin. The Mishnah said that someone who's toyvel for chulin, with kavana that it should work for chulin, it doesn't work for meiser. So from here we learn that chulin and meiser sheni are two different levels. Now that's a little bit problematic because if you remember on Yerchesam and Beis, the Gemara quoted a Mishnah in Parah that anybody that's tamei medrabanan, you're tame, you're metame kodshim, you pasal truma. Reb Meir holds you're mutter for chulin and meiser sheni. Reb Meir holds there's no difference between chulin and meiser sheni. The Chachamim say that you're okay for chulin, but you're tame for meiser sheni. So the Chachamim are the ones who differentiate between chulin and meiser sheni. Reb Meir does not differentiate. So our Mishnah that says if someone is toivel for chulin, it works for chulin, but not for Meiser, clearly has to be the Shita of the Chachamim and does not fit into the Shita of Reb Meir. Says Gemara, Mani Masnisen. Who is the author of our Mishnah that differentiates between Chulin and Meiser Sheni? Rabbanan hi. It has to be the rabbis, the Shani Luhu, Bein Chulin and Meiser, who differentiate between Chulin and Meiser. But Reb Meir holds there's no difference between Chulin and Meiser. So it's not Reb Meir. Our Mishnah is the Chachamim. Ema Seifa, let's say the end of the Mishnah, the Seifa, it says, Big Day Ama Oretz, the garments of unlearned people, Midras, are Tamei Midras, in other words, they're considered a Rishon Latuma, because we assume that Anida sat on their garments, Lefrushin, it says, the Begadim of an Ama Oretz are Tamei for those who eat Chulin B'Tahara. Then it says, Big Day Prushin, those who eat Chulin B'Tahara, Midrash are tamei lo ichle truma for those who eat truma, but why didn't it make another level? Big day prushin are midras lo ichle meiser, and ichle meiser are midras lo ichle truma. Why do we jump from the level of chulin to truma? But if we're in the shita of the chachamim distinguish between chulin and meiser sheni. So then, why in the seifa do we jump straight from chulin to ichle truma? L'chayra, there's another level in between. There's Chulin and Meiser Sheni. The fact that we didn't distinguish between Chulin and Meiser Sheni, that seems like the Shita of Reb Meir. So the Seif of the Mishnah goes like Reb Meir, who doesn't differentiate between Chulin and Meiser Sheni. Asan Reb Meir, the Amar Chulin and Meiser Sheni, Ka'adali Nenu. This goes like Reb Meir, who says Chulin and Meiser Sheni are the same Madrega. Reisha Rabbanon, the Reisha that distinguishes between Chulin and Meiser Sheni is the Rabbanon, the Seifa, and the Seifa that doesn't distinguish between Chulin and Meiser Sheni, Reb Meir. How could the one Mishnah be two Tanoim? So Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanon, the Seifa, Reb Meir, Taka, the Reisha are the Rabbanon, and that's why in the Reisha there's a distinction between Chulin and Meiser Sheni, and the Seifa is Reb Meir. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha Bar Ada Masni La B'Seifa Chamesh Mailais. Rav Acha Bar Ada had a different girsa on the Seifa. Instead of the Seifa only talking about four levels, he has a girsa that there are five levels. Meaning, there are Prushim who eat Chulin B'Tahara. There's a second level, Oichli Meiser. There's the third level of Eichet Shuma. There's a fourth level of Eichet Kodesh. And there's a fifth level of those who handle the ashes of the Paraduma. So in other words, our Gersa only has four levels and does not distinguish between Chulin and Meisar. But Rav Acha Bar Ada has a fifth Maila. And then according to, if there is Taka, a fifth case in the Seifa, then just like the Reisha is the Rabbanon who distinguish between Chulin and Meisar Sheni, the Seifa could also be the Rabbanon. Umukila kula krabanan, and he establishes the entire Mishnah like the Chachamim. Now the Gemara says another halacha. Amar Rav Mari, Rav Mari says, Shema mina, we could see from the Mishnah, Chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kakodesh dama. Chulin that is treated with the madrega of kachim is like kachim. There's machloikis in chulin, someone who typically eats. Someone who typically eats kachim accepted upon themselves to eat their chulin al taras hakodesh, so that their household members should be careful and bekiyim how to treat kachim. So there's a shaila, those who are makbet to eat chulin like kachim, is chulin treated like kachim? What does that mean, is chulin treated like kachim? If it's treated like kachim, you're not allowed to make it tameh. Furthermore, if it becomes a shlishi, it could then render other kachim to be a revi. Do we say this is just exercise, but it's not actually kachim, it's chulin. And even if you treat it like kachim, there's no iser to be metamiyit, and it doesn't actually become a shlishi like other kachim, and it can't render other kachim a revi. Or do we say no, once you've accepted upon yourself this chumrah of treating chulin like kachim, then perhaps it actually becomes like kachim, you're now to be metamiyit, and if you are, it becomes a shlishi and it can render other kachim ravi. So from our Mishnah, we see that chulin that is made al taras hakodesh is considered like kachim. Mimai. What's the proof? Midaloi katani behu maila. From the fact that it didn't list another level. Why do we have a level of chulin and truma and kachim and chatas, if those who eat chulin al taras hakodesh, it's not considered real kachim, so what would it be considered? The Gemara and the Havamina feels it would be higher level than chulin, a lower level than truma. So why don't we say big day am haaretz, are metame for oichlim chulin b'tahara. Oichlim chulin b'tahara are midras for oichli chuma. The fact that we didn't make such a distinction means that it's because those who eat chulin b'tahara, like al taras hakodesh, it has a din of real kachim. Rashi says, loimar big day prushin ha'oichlim chulin b'taras chulin. Why don't we say midras la'oichli chulin b'taras hakodesh? Why don't we say those, the garments of Prushin that eat their chulin, betaras chulin, the garments are tameh for those who eat chulin, betaras hakodesh. So we see it's because it's mamish treated like kachim, and it already taught in the Mishnah kachim. So Gemara says, no, really I'll tell you, those who eat chulin al taras hakodesh, it's not kachim. But it's, the Gemara and the Havamina thought it would have to be a middle level between chulin and truma. And now the Gemara says, no, it's either like chulin or like truma. Says Gemara, Vidilma, really I'll tell you, oichle chulin al taras hakodesh, it's not like kodesh. But it's not in between chulin and truma. V'dilma haidu loy katani v'mayla. Maybe the reason it didn't list a separate mayla. Di dami l'truma, because we'll say if it's considered similar to truma, tani truma, already taught truma. V'damu l'chulin, and if it's similar to chulin, hatani l'chulin. It already taught, it's like chulin d'tnan, because we learned in the Mishnah Tarois, chulin shenasa, taras hakodesh, chulin that is conducted. Altaras hakodesh harehin kechulin. One Tana holds they're like chulin. Reb Lezer Rav Tzadik Oimer harehin kechuma. Reb Lezer Rav Tzadik says they're treated like chuma. Rashi says maybe if they're like chulin, even Either it's like chulin, because we say that what this guy has in mind, he's batla daito to everybody else. Or maybe it's like truma. And therefore it didn't say a separate maila, because if it's like chulin, it taught chulin. Chulin is one of the mailas. And if it's like truma, it taught truma. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold it over here. Tomorrow night, 8:30, is going to be the Parsha Shir. It's going to be on the subject of the Seder when Mashiach comes. And that's all.
Is that what? We're obviously learning about Kachim, also Daf Yomi. It's all about Kachim. I mean, we have to prepare for.
there's a little bit of Kachim in it. You know how instead of Rachza, you may have to go to the mikveh middle of the Seder to eat Kachim of like our Mishnah says before you eat. Right, Mishnah says Ula Kodesh Matbilin. You have to be toivel your hands in a mikvah. So the rachza may be very different. And also there's karban chagiga. Yeah, so actually it's going to be relevant even to the Gemara that we're learning. Yeah.
I'm sure the rachza,
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.